About 12% of the apartments built in Seattle since 2012 have been built without parking spaces. They're being put up in neighborhoods like Ballard, Capitol Hill, and the University District. And that's where there's heavy competition for parking. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
There's this ritual on Capitol Hill. It's called the dinner party starts in 5 minutes, but it's going to take me 30 minutes to find a parking space. Vicky Lopez lives here. She has to talk people into visiting her.
People don't like coming to Capitol Hill because they have to drive around literally for 20 minutes, a half hour, to find adequate parking space.
We're near this project that's going to be built soon at 15th and Howell. The sign says there will be 57 apartment units and no parking. Apartments like this are built for people like Martin Bosley. He doesn't need a car. He walks to work or takes the bus if he's feeling lazy.
But that's not everybody. And when my friends come over here from wherever and they need to park, it's kind of like, where's Waldo? You gotta look and look to find the little piece of street parking.
We don't know if it's the residents of these buildings or their friends who are bringing cars to the neighborhood. But complaints from neighbors who find themselves having to compete for parking have Seattle City Council member Tom Rasmussen concerned. Rasmussen says eliminating the parking requirement from Seattle's densest neighborhoods saves a bundle and helps keep rents from rising even more. Parking stalls cost $30,000 to $40,000 to build each. But Rasmussen says we have to be careful.
As we reduce the requirement for parking in buildings, we don't want to impact the surrounding neighborhoods. But the surrounding neighborhoods are saying the impact is happening.
This week, the mayor responded to Rasmussen's concerns by suggesting we tap into an underutilized resource. Back in the 80s and 90s, every new building came with at least one parking stall per apartment. But now, people are driving less, and about a third of those old parking spaces in Seattle's densest neighborhoods go unused. The mayor wants to open those unused stalls up to the public. That way, when people drive into the neighborhood for dinner, they'll have a place to park. They'll just have to pay for it. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.